This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Sbo Kuzi. Welcome to the Unplugged and In Charge radio show. It's another edition on a Thursday. It's a great pleasure to be with you guys again. It's been a while, hey? It feels very awkward for me to be on air again because it's been some time. I think it's been, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? But then my fellow partner in crime, Wesa Madumane, has been holding the ropes for quite some time. But yeah, man, I'm feeling great. How are you doing back home? Thank you so much for everyone that is tuning in via www.cliffcentral.com. Thank you very much for those who actually download the app and tune in. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. And I also have a couple of friends that are tuned in Mozambique. Friends that are tuned in the UK, friends that are in the US and Australia, I know they never miss the show. They download the podcast and they also tune in live. So thank you very much to everybody there. And I can assure you today we have a very good show lined up for you. Something that is very interesting. I've got roses in the building. I think I'm going to be the only guy here. So I need to behave. I need to make sure that I say the right things. Otherwise, I'm going to be attacked. I've got some really beautiful ladies that are going to be joining me. And one lady that's going to be with me on the mic that's going to be helping me out throughout. I'm going to introduce her within a few minutes. She's right next to me. And I'm looking forward to be doing the show with her. She's going to be one of my guests for the day. And we also have Faith K, who's a rapper, one of the ladies that is really doing some great stuff in South Africa. She's going to be on the show. And there's also another lady that's going to come through that's going to... It's a production company. And it's only ladies. So it's all about woman empowerment today. And yeah, as I speak, one of the ladies just came in. And yeah, you're going to hear her speak in a couple of minutes. But yeah, man, I just want to share something that really sparked my mind today. You know, I always look for something that is unique during the week, something that I learn, and I look out for things that really challenge me mentally however. And I found that, you know, I was just reflecting over the past week and saying to myself, as the year ends, what is it that I've actually achieved and what is it that I've actually not achieved? Is it because, and the things that I haven't achieved, did I not achieve them because I'm lazy? Did I not achieve them because maybe I ran out of time? Did I not achieve them because maybe I lost focus? What is it, you know? Am I happy with the results that I've managed to achieve as we reach 2018 in December? And I found out that I'm very happy with some of my goals that I've reached, and I've actually exceeded some of the goals that I've reached. So I'm really happy, and I hope you back home, you're also happy with your goals that you've reached today. No matter how big they are, no matter how small they are, I'm sure they make a difference. If you haven't reached your goals and maybe you have not gone to the level which you wanted to be, it's not the end of the world. You still got next year. Keep pushing, keep going, because you never know what tomorrow may hold for you. But yeah, man, it's another day, another beautiful day outside. The weather's been funny actually the past few weeks, because it's been cold. It rains, it gets sunny, it rains, and then people get flu in the midst of summer, and it's very funny. So something that's very weird. But yeah, man, I'm not gonna go further. I'm gonna actually introduce the lady that's gonna be with me on the show throughout. She's right next to me, and her name is Buhle.
Oh, you said it right this time. First, you spelled it as a G, guys. Imagine Ubungane Utini la kona. Oh, G, a whole G on my surname. My nigga.
Look, man, I didn't know. Look, I'm not the only one that struggles. A lot of people, when actually they say Khadebe, do you say Radebe or Khadebe?
Nia man, Ocha. David, you know what? I'm not on that R.
How are you doing?
I'm good, good, good. I'm blessed. I'm excited to be here with you. It's about time. And guys, he lied. He said he's never met me before. I do not even understand how that works, because Bengilana not so long ago.
But I'm telling you the truth. I haven't met you in person. We've been talking on the phone most of the time, and today is the first time that you actually get to see each other.
Well, we're going to have a nice time, right?
Nah?
Yeah, we've got a good, good lineup of amazing guests. One of them is already here. Already December is in her system.
Let me actually bring her into the mic. How's it, Faith?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Can you actually hear us? Do you need the earphones, or you just want to do it, you know, without?
I think, no, let's do it like this.
You can fix your mic.
Yeah.
Sure. How are you doing, Faith?
I'm fantastic. I'm awesome. I'm amazing.
Yeah?
I'm like all sorts of good, man.
Do you understand that you've caused quite a stir by you coming onto the show today?
Why?
Because I actually posted something on my status on my phone and I tweeted on Twitter.
Yeah.
And someone's like, can you please tell, I'm sure they're actually listening. Can you tell Faith that I want to marry her?
Oh, wow.
How many cows?
Sure, I want a rhino. It's still talking about cows.
I want a rhino.
So you got a fan. It's actually, I think it's three people that saw when I actually mentioned that you're going to be on the show. People are very excited. So that means something. You've got quite a following.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually excited about that. I didn't know that.
What do you mean you didn't know that?
Like, I know that people are paying attention, mm-hmm. but I didn't know that I've actually have people following what I'm doing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, you do have people that a follow
lot
your
of
stuff.
Apparently.
Yeah, so this guy, it's a guy. Actually, one of the guys said that, I must just let you know that they really want to marry you. They have a huge crush on you. And I said to him, he can actually send through a WhatsApp text.
Yes.
Or he can try and call in, or we can have a conversation with him. He said he's going to get back to me, but he made sure that he actually downloads the app so that he can listen to you.
That is so sweet.
A hole for you, girl.
That is so sweet. Yep. Can he call, though, so I can hear his voice? Maybe
I'm
going
to try. I'm going to try my best to make sure that I get a hold of him so that he can have a word with him. You see, he's even texting me and he says, it's Lizzie. Yeah.
What's up? What's his name?
You probably do know him.
Who?
A DJ Rico.
Oh, yes, Rico!
So yeah, man, he said I must just send a shout out. And then there's a couple of ladies as well. Two of them on Twitter. One of them on my WhatsApp text, actually. There's a very huge fan of you.
Really?
So yeah, they're really aware of your work. And they were like, what? She's coming to the show. I'm going to tune in.
That's amazing. Thank you guys for tuning in. Like, this is, I wish you guys could see me like dancing.
Yeah.
Why didn't we take a video of her when she came in?
Yo, man, I was busy.
Can you do it again?
Show.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you do it again? At the door, back inside.
But yeah, man, look, Faith, welcome to the Unplugged and In Charge show. It's about time that we do this. It's been long.
Right?
Yay.
Long time coming.
We were supposed to do it, I think, about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really, really happy to have you on the show again, or for the first time. And I'm looking forward to here, because I feel like people want to know about you.
Yeah, thank you for having me, really. Like, I'm excited about this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to have some fun. Basically, I don't know, is there something that you want to say?
Me, I'm waiting for the other people. Why do people not give time?
I don't know. It's about
time.
It's us black people. I don't know why.
I'm not attending.
We like this.
Let's not put people on business, girl.
Yeah? All right, cool. Just to start off, Faith, you want to know, where is she from? What's your name, your full name? We know Faith K.
Okay. So Faith K comes from Faith Kinsani.
Okay.
Right, so my name is Faith Catherine Kinsani Mashaba. So okay. My grandmother used to call me K, and I was like, oh, why not just, like, you know,
Faith K.
Put it together. Yeah, Faith K.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, where is she from?
Who, my grandmother or me?
Yeah.
Faith K.
Mm-hmm.
Faith K is from Shawela. She was born in Soweto, mm-hmm. raised in Centurion, and then, yeah, living her best life around the world.
Wow. Listen to that.
I mean, so, while living your best life with regards to the music, are you just specifically doing that, or do you have other things on the side?
No, I'm just strictly into music. So when I say I'm living my best life, it means like I'm just doing music around anywhere that needs me there.
That's so amazing. When did you start writing? Do you write? You write your own music, right?
I do.
When did you start?
I started writing, like, I think I've always like written my stuff, right? But I didn't record because I was always so nervous. And I have like friends that are in the music industry,
yeah.
And I thought that they're gonna judge me and say, "Oh my God, that is so whack." So I never really like showed anyone, and then I was just like, "Let me just, you know."
Okay, that's
put it out there.
Did you ever, speaking of writing, did you ever write like little love notes with the yes or no box in primary school for like a boy to take or not?
Nah, I always got those things, eh? And always, you know what I'm saying? Always got those and I always said no to whatever it is, really.
Shame. So
I was just always no, handing out them no's.
So you never wrote no Valentine's, nothing for people?
No.
You're just writing music now only?
Yeah.
Okay.
Valentine's nothing.
Yeah.
Nah.
Right. Tell me, did you ever see yourself becoming a musician? Or is it something, did you want to do something different in terms of being in corporate, doing an office job, whatever the case might be?
Not necessarily. I mean, like, my parents wanted me in the corporate world, and I tried that out for, like, I think 2 years. But, like, it was, like, not for me. Like, I tried it out. But I've always known that I'm going to be an entertainer. Mm-hmm. What kind of entertainer it was, I wasn't sure about, because I used to dance. And then it was the music. So I didn't know what I was going to do exactly, but I was just like, I need to entertain somebody.
Okay.
Out there, yeah.
All right. And at what point did you discover that you got this talent?
Last year. not last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah?
Yes. So I sent a song to a friend of mine, right, DJ Dumples. And then I was like, what do you think about this song? He was like, so why are you keeping quiet about this thing? He like, how come nobody knows?
This whole time.
Like, this whole time, you're just nodding your head to whatever people are saying, but you're not telling us. And then that was, I was like, okay, actually, you know, I got it. And I worked on, like, an album in, like, 6 months.
Jeez.
Girl, in 6 months. What? What?
Yeah, look.
Money moves, look,
exactly,
baby.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
All right. In 6 months. That's quick.
Bruh.
Every day. I had to do, and I had a job at that time. So it was like, I had work from 9 to 4.
Yeah.
And then from 4 until 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. or 5 a.m. I had a studio. Mm-hmm. And then I have to go back to the office again in the morning. So it was like a lot of sacrifices.
All right. Now tell me, you know, being a rapper, mm-hmm. I mean, in South Africa, we can literally count female rappers that,
that's right, yeah.
You know what I mean, that are notable, that people know about. Now, in terms of your journey so far, I mean, you're still obviously working on yourself, you're getting yourself out there, you're actually doing quite a great job. What are some of the challenges that you're coming across or that you're facing? You know, maybe there's a young lady at home that's wanting to be a rapper, and you know, they don't know how to go about it, you know.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges that you face, and how did you overcome them?
I think the biggest challenge in general is people taking you seriously. Like, fine, they'll be like, okay, cool, you're releasing music, but like, are you really here to stay, or are you just here for today and you're just gonna release a song for like 2 months and you're gone? So the thing is just staying, like, make sure you're in people's faces, not like annoy them, but I mean, like, be there. Don't get, like, people will forget you very easily.
And once
they forget you, it's done for you. So you must just always be on your feet and just always there. Yeah.
All right, let me put Bushle on the spot. Do you have a singing talent?
Ooh.
You look like shower,
you look like you do.
In the shower, yeah.
In the shower.
Mm-hmm. In the shower, guys, Whitney Houston comes out.
Yeah, I think it happens to most people.
No, not like my shower.
All right. So can you sing?
Guys, are you going to
I'm just asking. No, I'm not going to put you on the spot.
No, I can't sing.
Is it?
I feel like you can. The way you're smiling is a bit tricky.
Hey, guys. Yeah. No.
What genre of music do you listen to?
I listen to everything, guys. Just not Mbaqanga, you understand?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Okay.
I usually listen to everything. Like, old school jazz, like Ray Charles and them. Guys, I'm down for that Nina Simone type of stuff.
Yeah.
Listen to Today, like Your Internet,
Six
Lack. Guys, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, music is just, it's a different type of drug.
Yeah.
Question, is it slack or is it black?
I don't know, guys. Black, Six Lack.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's...
Yeah, people say it in a different, differently. It's Six Lack, Slack, whatever the case
all
is. I think people,
you
know
what I'm talking about. At the end of the day, I guess. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in terms of yourself, Faith K, what is it that's different that you're bringing into the game?
Aside from being a powerful black woman, I just had to put
that in. Oh, yes, honey. Understand? I think what's different about me is that, like, I'm not really trying to be like anyone. I don't sound like a Numuzli, I don't sound like a Rouge, I don't sound like a Nadi, I don't sound like the main girls, and I'm just trying to, like, you know, create my own path and my own way of doing things. I don't want people to be like, oh, what music do you do? I make music. I'm not a hip-hop artist, I'm not a R&B artist, I make music. So if I'm feeling sad, it might have some hip-hop elements, but I'm feeling sad, so it's gonna be like more R&B vibe than it would be like turn up.
Yeah.
But point is, I will dabble in everything, and that's what makes me different. I'm not going to stick to one thing like trap. Mm-hmm. And that's just me, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then in terms of the message that you're trying to send out, and or that some of the topics or things that you sing about, what's the message that you try to send out there to the people?
I think like 99, actually 100% of my music is for girls. So it's either I'm saying bye to a nigga, or I'm saying I miss you, or I'm saying, there's even like times when I could be like very mushy and be like, actually I'm sorry, I didn't mean that, and then the next day it's like, actually no, bye type thing. Like, I've got, it's basically just about relationships and how girls act and how there's different ways to just respond to just this one thing, but there's different ways to say it.
What's the worst thing that you've faced? in the relationship?
You
guys, this question even really yeah. Yeah.
I hope this person doesn't. So
they must
look.
Don't say that because it's coming to you as well.
Your guys.
Shoot. So some people that know me know that I was like, I had a very serious boyfriend and we had like, you know, promise rings and everything. But he only did that because he didn't want to lose me, not because like he actually loved me. And that's what pissed me off. And I was like, why would you do that? So he was just scared that, oh no, the other niggas are giving her attention, and she wants to be serious with me, but I'm not there yet. Let me just give her a ring. And she'll say, exactly.
Wow.
Promise and of what's to come.
Exactly, but there was nothing like that.
Just a promise ring.
Yeah. Very good at that, hey?
Jeez, how old were you?
I was like 19, 20.
And how did you feel about that?
At first, I promise, when I got it, it was on my birthday. That's why I hated it so much. He gave it to my brother. Like, he ruined my birthday because it's like, why would you do that? And I must always think about you on my birthday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just like, he gave it to me. I was really excited.
Sure.
I was like, oh, yes. But then when I look at actions and what you just said, it's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gotta mean
what you say.
What you say. Mm-hmm. Don't just say it for the sake of making someone feel better or making someone okay with being with you.
Sure.
Like, honesty is everything. And if you can't be honest about your emotions, and if you really are there in the relationship like that, then why am I wasting my time?
All right. I heard you agreeing to a couple of things. I'm going to turn to your side. What is it that you are agreeing so much with what she's saying? Have you also been gone through quite some tough times?
Yeah, I have. I really, really have. For the longest time, I was in like a 4-year relationship. Promise ring and everything, girl. But it ended. And after that, you said, what's the worst thing that ever happened to her? I thought about the guy that got away with my money. Like, a whole entire man. One car, so I got away with my cash.
What do you mean, got away with your cash? Did you give him your card?
Your card. At some point.
But what made you do that?
Because you loved, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Girls do that. If a girl really, like, really digs you, she'll do everything like and anything for you.
So are you serious?
I used to give my ex my card, dude.
Guys. Unprovoked.
Don't you think it's juju that they put you in?
No. It's lerv. It's that lerv stuff, yeah. So, yeah. I guys know love is a lot, but now it's a different story. I'm writing a different love romance story.
Ooh.
Is it?
But ain't nobody gonna know about it until it's time, you know what I'm saying?
That's good. Mm-hmm. Keep it to yourself
ain't nobody
until
got time.
Mature enough to be out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So now tell me, Faith K, when you write about these songs and stuff, because you say about what happened in relationships, what happened to you, don't you find it that it makes you remember or go back and it awakens the sore parts of
not
your
anymore
life?
I feel like the fact that I'm writing about it means I'm okay with it now,
because
it starts off as notes. Whatever I write is like literally a note or a text I wanted to send to my ex. I'm like, actually, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm just trying to be like mad at you, but then I wouldn't send it. I'll just save it and then make it a song.
Sure.
So I feel better. I'm like, I'm not wasting my time talking to you about it.
Yeah,
life goes on. I'm making music. I'm getting money from the music I'm making about you.
And I'm glowing the book up.
Geez. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good.
That's
good.
That glow up. When you slam them with that glow up.
Exactly. And then I start wondering, how did this happen?
You know
it happened when it was supposed to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, wow, bro. Yeah, I'm speechless. Because now I've got two women agreeing to each other. There's no guy that's going to back me up.
Okay.
And it's difficult for me to speak on behalf of guys, you know?
Try. No, you can try.
How can I speak on behalf of guys? Because,
what hurt you the most?
Yes.
When you were like,
Jeez.
In the love.
Did you really have to ask
this?
Yeah,
I had to. Because I got to inclusion.
Like, yeah.
What happened to you?
Wow.
Didn't they say what happened to you?
Yeah, it's tricky then.
Look, I'll be honest. I think it's finding someone cheating. Okay, this girl actually cheated on me.
You found her cheating?
No, I didn't find her cheating. Right. I found out that she's cheating. And the funny thing that about her is that she came clean every time. It happened 2 times with the same person.
Yeah.
First time I forgave. Second time,
that's
again,
wild.
She came by herself. So that was the worst thing. And I really loved this girl. I think I was, 20 years old? And I really loved this girl, and it was one of those things that, you know, how could you do this?
Yeah,
and I think we were together for like 3 years. And you know when you've been with someone for such a long time, you grow a bond, you know each other so well, you become like friends. And then she does something that you cannot believe that she actually did it.
Did you take her back after the first time?
I forgave her the first time. And I said, please don't do it again. But she did it again.
Guys, don't do that.
Like,
what did she... Why would she do that?
Yeah. Like,
I promise you.
Does she not understand?
Like...
I promise you. And I told her that, you know what I'm doing to you, very few guys actually accept this.
Exactly.
But then I think she took it for granted and she did it again and I found out.
How did you find out? Did you go through her phone or what?
No, the second time she actually came to me, she confessed.
Unprovoked.
I don't know. I give up.
She confessed. She literally came to me and she sat me down. And I think that day she was acting all weird. You know, you know your person.
Yeah.
And then she just was acting all weird. I kept on asking questions. Are you okay? She says, yeah, I'm fine. But I was like, no, I can see that you're not fine.
Imagine, he's asking if are you okay. Yeah. That type, he's the one that...
You know what I mean?
Yo.
I'd like to think that I'm the type of guy that when I'm with someone, I really pay attention to you and I try to take care of you. You understand? Mm. So I asked her, are you okay? She's like, no, it's fine. And then at the end of the day, when we were chilling together, she actually said, you know what? I actually have something to tell you. I was like,
what? Did she sit you down and everything?
Mm.
Did she feed you? I got fed the last time I got dumped. Did she feed you?
He fed you and then dumped you.
She fed you. What do you mean that he fed you?
Like, they take you to a restaurant to dump you.
Which feeding are you thinking about?
We're talking about food here. Did she at least...
No, I'm not thinking about something naughty. No. Not like that. Not like that.
Okay, did she at least do stuff for you first?
Obviously, she cooked and everything. It was like a normal day. You understand?
That's horrible.
So that day, that's like the worst thing that happened to me in terms of the relationship. Mm. And I'll never forget because I think it was something that I really dearly loved.
Yeah.
And then, after that, I got over it.
How about you see, after this, Shan, the girl.
So now the question is, when you move on to a new relationship, do you now take whatever experience you had then? Or do you now treat someone else like nothing happened in your past?
Look,
do you have your guard up or do you just like, you know?
Look, I always say that this is my policy. Don't ever impose your past on someone that you've met that's new. Yeah. Start afresh.
That's true.
And I feel that whatever that's happened to you before, heal from it. Don't move on to another relationship before you've healed.
Mm.
Because you're gonna impose the bad habits of the previous partner
on
the new one.
Yeah.
And you're gonna start, especially if you move on to the next one very quickly.
Exactly, yeah. But guys do that though, like a week after you've moved on.
Look, I don't know.
Do you move on that quick, girl?
Y'all are just dragging the life out of this money. Oh,
are you
drag.
Look, it's. I don't know. Do you agree what I'm saying?
I agree. Like, I haven't been in a relationship in like how long since I left that guy.
All I'm saying.
How long? Okay, how long? What's the longest time you've stayed without a boyfriend until you got to the next one?
Yeah, I don't remember. Because the thing is, I've been, like I said, the last relationship was 4 years long. Prior to that, I had been in a 3-year relationship.
But I'm saying the gaps so between starting the other ones.
Ish, babe.
A month.
No. There was one where it was about 6 months. At some point, like, I was single for 6 months. But this current one is the one y'all are dragging me for. Because, I mean, Mama done to move on quickly.
How quick did you move on? A day, a week.
Trump is a preaching here.
Yes.
No, so, no. Like, it is just, it is quick, guys. Get it on. It was just, you know, it was like, quick. How? I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, the thing is with me, right? I think every situation has a different way to deal with it, right? So, with me, if I love someone, like we've been saying, I genuinely love you from here till past the university.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So, if in a relationship you do something to me repeatedly, fine, I'll forgive. But I slowly pull back. I slowly...
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, the reduce.
That's how girls are. Girls, like, start moving away before they actually leave you.
Exactly. You prepare yourself.
Like a distance first.
Yeah, that's exactly... Honestly speaking, that's exactly what it was. So, when the final breakup happened, it was like, okay... You understand? So it wasn't even a matter of moving on too quickly. It was like, freaking hell, I deserve this type of love that this man wants to give me.
Exactly.
I was like, what am I waiting for? Like, I've known this oak for 6 years of my life. So there's nothing different except the fact that now he's going to be my boyfriend. But with regards to what you're saying about habits, like, you do, for instance, how you sort of, I feel like that's just a general thing. Like, if you've been in a long relationship for a very long time with someone, there will be traits that you're very guarded against in the next person, you know? Like now, for instance, when it comes to monetary things, guys, I'm very like, nah, I got it. Nah, I can do it. I can do it because of what I have known. So far, it's not as negative, like the way you put it. But like I said, every situation has its own way to deal with it.
And it also depends the severity of what you went through previously.
Exactly.
Because it differs in terms of how people break up.
Exactly.
But I just want to ask you, I mean, it's funny that we end up in this relationship topic, you know. It's almost like you want to hear something that's maybe going to help you with what you're going through.
Exactly.
But what I want to ask in terms of the both of you, what is it that you, that is unique that you look for in a guy that is important?
Okay, so for me, it will... Only recently has it gone back to the spiritual aspect of it.
Okay. Right?
So my spirituality reached a different level 2 years ago. So what I wanted in a man was that level that I was on, or rather a man that is a man of God.
That's a way of,
yeah, that understands that. And it's ndikaweni because I need to, like, you're not going to feel some type of way about it. So that's literally the ideal thing that I want in a man. I want him to love God more than he loves me first, because then, like, you know when you have the ability to hurt someone more than life itself, but if I know that you have God,
sure,
guys, I'm happy. So you need to be a man of God above everything else. Like, you need to love me more than you, like, you need to love God more than you love me.
You know, can I just say something about that?
Well,
firstly, I would ask, don't answer yet, how do you know that a guy is the man of God, number one?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there's a case that a friend of mine that pretended to be a man of God.
That's what I was about to
got,
say.
And got married to a lady. And she was pretty moneyed. He was a guy that's not as moneyed as she was.
Mm.
But he put on this act.
Yeah.
That he loves God. They went to church and everything. Mm. They got married.
Oh, no.
And obviously, you know, the lifestyle upgrades and all of that. I think after a couple of years, he actually divorced. But obviously, he went out of the marriage with a couple of things.
Obviously, because now it's like half.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, how do you tell when you're actually this guy, he's the man of God?
That's what I wanted to ask her, actually. Like, how do you tell?
You know what? That's very tricky.
The same way a guy can lie and say, I don't have a girlfriend, but they have a girlfriend.
Or a wife.
Can say. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing.
How would I even begin? You know what? With my current relationship, his spiritual growth is something that I played witness to. So I watched the change spiritually.
I mean, for six years,
yeah, so for, to be honest with you, I can't say you can go out and be like, right, there is a man of God. No.
Yeah.
But sometimes you are led by the spirit to say, okay, this is who this man is, and you know him the way you need to know him to make a certain decision at that time. Like, you need to decide, oh, ndizojola naye or nomaqha, you understand?
Yeah.
So with me, it wasn't that complicated. I mean, I've known him for so long, and I watched his progression, and I was like, oh, damn, is this you, puppy? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm.
So with regards to other people, hey, guys, I'm not nizozbona, hey, you'll decide. But there's no straightforward, cutthroat way. You'll never know.
Exactly.
And yourself, Faith?
What's
that thing that ticks for you in a guy?
I think more than anything, it's a friend first before everything else. Because it's very easy to get a boyfriend. I mean, like, you can just date any guy.
They fall off the sky.
Yeah. Exactly. Like everyone, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But if you can get a person that actually cares about you, like, cares about your emotions.
Sure.
And sees that, okay, you're pretending to be happy, but, like, Genuinely, you're not. That's what I'm looking for. Someone that's just not like, oh, okay, she's fine. Oh, okay.
And he moves on. Oh, okay.
You must ask.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And between you guys meeting and you guys officially saying, you know what, actually we are in a relationship now, what does it take?
It takes a month for me personally. Like, I don't just jump into relationships. Like, I need to get to know you for like months. It can be a year. There was a guy I was getting to know for 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
Getting to know for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes,
like,
girl.
I need to be sure about peace. Exactly. I need to be so before anyone, none of my friends will know about you in that 2 years.
Sure.
Whoa,
do you understand? That's just me. Cause I'm not trying to be nobody's fool.
Yeah.
Like, Don't make me look like an idiot in public. That's what I always run away from. So now, obviously, if I don't tell my friends, and then they know that I'm talking to you or something like that, and then they see you out there, they'll be like, oh, no, I saw this guy with. Then I already know what's going on. I don't want to hear that.
All right.
You get what I'm saying? So rather, like, it's like 2 years of me just trying to suss you out and see if you're, like, full of games. You're just trying to, like, you know, try your luck. Mm. And just, yeah, guys are just weird. You need to be very careful with niggas.
Jeez. And yourself?
Yes.
And yourself? How long did it take you for your current person?
He sent me a song singing, like, he sent me a video singing a song to me, and guys, I was done. I was unraveled.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thanks for me. Something about a guy that sings.
Guys. What? And he sings for you. There's just something so special about that.
Sure.
But, like, I mean, it didn't take long.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it always goes back to how long we've known each other. That's
exactly.
The thing.
Sure.
So, we've known each other for 6 years, and when the transition happened mid-year, it was like, oh, hey. You know, mm-hmm. It just happened, and I was like, oh, damn. So, there was no time frame. I wasn't going to say I'm going to wait 2 years. I mean, for all y'all know, I could be getting married anytime soon. I'm just saying. You know
that's
saying?
The thing.
Exactly.
Also, people shouldn't know. Also, me getting to know that guy for 2 years could be me just saying, okay, listen, once you start dating, oh, all right, cool, we're going to move in together.
Sure.
Type thing. I already know you. Mm. Rather that than me just bringing into my life, and then you mess everything up, and I have to start again.
And now
I have to move out of my house, because now every corner reminds me of you.
Now, on that note, now both of you are ladies that are very familiar with people, or people are familiar with you guys in the public space, whether it's social media, whatever the case might be. Now, to what extent do firstly a guy contribute to your hustle and your focus and your vision, you know, and in comparison with where you are and how you plan, okay, at this, okay, now I'm ready to actually have a man in my life.
Yeah.
Because now it's another priority that you add onto your life. Now, how did you guys pan that thing out?
That's that.
Because there are women that believe that, look, I want to work hard. I don't want any man in my life. I want to just focus on my hustle, get my money. Yeah. You know what I mean? And at least at a certain level, when I feel I'm comfortable, or at least some pressure on myself on what I want to achieve, then I can have a man.
Well, personally for me, it's like, at the moment, I'm not looking for a man, because I know that's a lot of energy that I can't be giving to someone else besides my music.
Sure.
If I have a boyfriend, I'm gonna wanna cuddle instead of going to the studio. That's, I know myself. Like, I know that when it comes to self-discipline, I'd rather be with my man than be like out there with other people. And I need to be out there because people need to see me.
Sure.
So I need to wait until everything is just like, you know, free flowing and just flowing on its own, and then I can like say, okay, cool, I'm ready for a man.
Don't you get lonely at times?
You definitely do get lonely, but I mean, like, if you get lonely, write about it.
Yes, girl. You know, make money from it, right?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you get lonely, just write about it, and then
move on and make the ching. Yeah.
Trust me, in an hour you're gonna be feeling better.
Yeah.
Because it's just like temporary. Like, oh my god, I'm lonely, and then you start writing, you forget.
Sure.
Now you're watching TV. Now you talking to your friends about some Twitter training stuff. Like, you understand? Like, things just happen. Life goes on.
Mm-hmm.
You just only feel that thing for like 2 seconds.
Sure.
And if you entertain it, 2 seconds will end up being an hour. I mean, or 2 years now, you with this guy that you just wanted for
a moment.
A moment.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of, we've been talking about relationships and the things that people go through, and you mentioned that in your music, this is what you speak about. Do you feel that it's helped you a lot to go through the things that you've gone through in order for you to produce the album that you have? It's called Seven, right?
Yes.
Yeah, in terms of Seven, and the content and the stuff that you've been saying, do you feel that the hurdles that you've been going through, they've helped a lot in terms of your writing of your music?
Yes, definitely. I feel like if I didn't go through, I'm very happy for every heartbreak, every fun time, everything that happened to me. I'm so grateful for it, because it's content at the end of the day for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I need it for my music. People won't just relate to me saying, oh, let's go to this puzzle shop.
Yeah.
And then what? You know what I'm saying?
Like, ice cream.
And someone needs to like listen and be like, actually, I'm going through the same thing. This is helping me in this way or that way. So yeah, it did help me a lot.
So
I'm grateful to my exes and everything. Like,
oh wow.
Thank you, Nick.
I'm gonna say their name, not their names, but I'm gonna give a shout out when I get an award.
What? what?
That's
what?
Like rubbing it in their nose. Yeah.
A whole thank you, Nick.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, thank you, X.
All right, cool. Yeah. That's awesome. I've got a lot of ladies in the studio, by the way. If you're listening at home on the app or you tuned in via the website, look, man, we're having a lit conversation. Something that is realistic, some emotional stuff that people go through, but things that are contributing to your hustle. Maybe if you go through bad times and you only look at it in a bad way, that's what you choose to do.
Exactly.
But we're all about positivity. The things that we go through in life, we always take the positive out of it. We've got another lady in the studio that has joined us. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm Kimmy, and I'm a film director. I did The Aftertaste. I think you've watched that one.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
How are you doing, Kimmy?
I'm all right, hey? Just stuck in traffic, but otherwise I'm okay.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
It's all good. Mm. All right, it's a good thing that, as you can see, I'm the only male in the room. And seemingly we're talking about topics that are relating to women.
Yeah.
And I know that you're involved in work that is promoting women empowerment. Yeah. You guys are having and owning a production company that is only women, female owned.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I mean, black women are that.
Dude.
Like, I'm just getting the jibs.
Tell us about that. We're interested to find out what is it that's so special about this production company.
Do you know what? As a filmmaker, and I just came back from the UK, one of the things I realized was that how black women are represented in the media is so stereotypical. It's like we're not complex in media. We're not, you know, we're just these either sukwatile or we are
too
extra
friendly.
Nice or extra friendly, but there's no complexities to us. So it's one of those, we as females, a filmmaker and project managers and that kind of thing, we wanted to just come together and have a film production company that represents who we are.
Yeah.
You know, that represents, like you were saying, you don't have time for boys, and you use that to inspire you. I want to represent that, you know, in our film, to show that we as women are more than just that simple thing. And if you look at the stats as well, so few female owned film production companies or writers, so we can't be surprised that there isn't much out there that's representative of us. So that's kind of what we're about.
That's so dope.
Now tell me some of the challenges that you faced, because I mean you know, the country is always all about gender equality in all spaces of work. In terms of production, what are some of the challenges that you come across?
First of all, as a production, all female production company, we kind of have to use, to be honest, I'm gonna start with just the basics, like equipment, né? Those things are heavy. So even if you hire like female DOPs and stuff, that no one has even designed stuff that is not as big, not as bulky for females, but as sturdy.
Sure.
But I mean, you know, Mantamazana, they hustle, they carry that stuff anyway. Yeah. But also when you try and get meetings and stuff, and I'm going to say this, my business partner tried to get a meeting the other day, and this guy said to her, of course, you know, we'll get this meeting, I'll hook you up with this person, but first let's go to a hotel room.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a lot. This chat is
way too familiar, especially in the industry.
She mentioned something about you mustn't trust males.
Yeah, you shouldn't either.
Yeah, that's really sad. I mean, I shouldn't actually be laughing about this, but I mean, it's something that a lot of even within actors go through.
Yeah.
Whether you want to be a television presenter, whatever, the media space is just so, it's one of the things that are a big challenge in terms of to enter into it. But in terms of what you guys have created, what are some of the ways and solutions that you've come up with to avoid these things?
You know what, I'm a big believer in collaboration, so I'm like, find the people along the way that actually will open the doors. And I mean, like Cliff Central, you guys are online, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, if the big dogs with paid TV, if everyone gives us too many hustles, you call the internet, we'll shoot our films, and after shooting our films, we'll put them online and promote them until we get to a point where we are taken seriously, for people to open doors.
And the internet is a very good platform at the moment. Like, that's where everyone is getting recognized.
Yeah.
So that's a very good...
Yeah. So at the moment, I'm working on creating shorter content just to start with, just to kind of build our profile and our name and putting it out there. So when people hear, hopefully in 6 months, when you hear there's an Orange Moon thing, you actually really want to see.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the small things that you kept seeing were, like, engaging and interesting and that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's how we're dealing with it. Thank you, internet.
There's ways around
exactly.
it.
Yeah.
I'm actually so excited about this, specifically because, like we said, the industry with regards to women and Sleep With Me First, it's a big thing.
Yes.
Like, for instance, I want to become an actress, and this is the one thing that has stopped me so long to actually get to where I want, because every time I must be like, nope, I can't trust you, you know. Not so long ago, just yesterday, one director that I've admired since I was in primary school was in my DMs about some shady ass stuff, and I'm like, but my nigga, I've admired you for so long, and this is how you gonna do me?
Yeah.
You know, so having a fully black owned woman empowered hustle is everything for me, because now that is not gonna be a struggle for me to say, listen, this is what I have to offer, what can we do, you know? So it's extremely important for black women to just band together in every single sector, whether it be media, medicine, everything. Because we only have our backs.
Now, our faces are not toxic, you know?
They
when we're shooting our film in July, we had a nude scene, like a sex scene.
Yes.
And we went into the room with the actress.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was a case of, I'm not just going to say, it's in the script, therefore,
just
gonna
do it.
Yeah.
I was on some, how comfortable you are, because if you're not, let's find ways of making this sex scene without
space, yeah.
You know, no, the set was going to be closed, but in terms of the actual shots, should we have sheets on you, should we,
and
should
the
you put a bra
out,
do you know what I mean, let's see how that would work for you. So we first went to the room with her, took pictures of her in her nudity, showed her, and actually had a discussion with her, and then she was like, actually, you know what, I'm comfortable, thank you so much
for this extra step,
for that extra step.
Exactly.
So it made her feel comfortable, and it gave her trust in us. Even though the DOP was male, it still kind of made her feel comfortable that I'm in the room because I respected her enough. And
I
think only women kind of understand that
only
kind of thing
do.
That you can't just, yes, you're an actress, and but it's not that easy.
But that's like my private
There's still that level
like,
of
As much as I might feel like I'm the most sexiest person alive, the men I take off my clothes is a different type of story. Because like now everyone's gonna scrutinize, and knowing South Africa, people are gonna drag
fragment. You have no morals, Twitter. No morals, black Twitter.
She had bad.
She had the same fear, by the way. She was like, you know, besides just the comfort of this actual shoot, she was like, do I even look good enough? And I was like, hang on a second, according to whose standards is this good enough?
Like, what do you even
mean? What does it mean? Whose standard is it good enough? You look beautiful as far as we're concerned. You know you're beautiful. So, and it's your standard and our standard. It doesn't, we can't wait for it. Yeah.
It's tough.
I don't know, I'm sure people drag us like they get paid to drag us.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't. And it's like, I just got paid for being like this. Like, what's
and
wrong
you know,
with
you're
you?
Just sitting there on your phone dragging me. Mm-mm, honey, not today.
And you dragging me is making someone else see that picture and want me to do a nude scene also. So that's like you giving me thanks
promotion.
For the promotion, actually.
There we go, basically. Yeah.
Now, Faith and Buhle, I want to ask you guys, would you guys ever do a nude scene?
With me saying I want to become an actress, it's inevitable that there might be a storyline in which I need to be nude.
Yeah? So you want to get into acting?
I do. I've always, guys.
Is it something that you're doing about it right now?
You know, at the current moment, I'm doing the 9-to-5, which is an IT and construction, which is very hectic.
Mm.
Then I'm doing the emceeing thing on the side as well, trying to learn the radio thing. The acting thing is not something I'm chasing, because I'm being chased by the wrong things in that realm. So I'm waiting for it to happen the right way, whether it be a conversation starter. Because one thing I've learned is that networking has done a lot of has helped a lot of the places that I've gone to this whole year through networking.
Yeah.
So I've always said I don't want to do the whole going to a casting with a lot of people, because the moment the director picks me out, it's going to be a conversation in the back doors, and I don't want to have those chats. I don't have to be like, yo bro, you know.
Yeah, I'm not begging you to.
I don't want
to
do that.
I don't want to give like favors. Like,
exactly. That's not that type of party. So for me, with the acting thing, I'm just allowing God to do what God does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not running. I know God will connect me with the right people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hopefully we can work together.
No, I want to know.
Hi, darling.
I want to know in terms of you, Faith K. I mean, as a female, and you're a musician, and it's actually a very, very highly male-dominated space.
Yeah.
Have you ever come across a situation whereby someone wants to get into your pants in order for you to either...
Every day.
The moment you walk out the door, honey.
I promise you right now, if I had to go into Instagram for you right now and show you my DM, it's lit.
A mess.
Like it's genuinely, it's just like it's how you respond to them.
Sure.
I'm very good at friend zoning people. So the minute you say, you look cute, I'm like, thanks, bro.
Family zoning girl.
Dad.
Cousin.
Sure. If you now continue to now make it a thing, I will make sure you understand that it's it will never be that. Like, I'll make you feel so small. It's not like when I embarrass you, but that's like me and you talking, I'll embarrass you and I'll start teasing you.
Sure.
So you can see that I'm really not interested in you.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I'll just ignore you. And that's bad. Guys don't like being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're in the industry, because they feel like every girl responds
they're
to them.
Entitled.
So the minute you ignore them, it's like,
this one.
Now, in a sense where you want to actually advance your music, whether you want to have a deal or you want to record something with someone, whatever the case might be, did you come across any situation whereby someone wants to sleep with you, or everything has been clean?
There's always someone trying to sleep with, like, in terms of, like, let's say I want to go into studio with an artist, a guy, right? And then he'd be like, let's say he's been trying to chat me up on Instagram and everything, and then I say, yo, dude, I have a song that I think would be dope, like, for us. And then he'll be like, yeah, come to my house. What am I doing at your house? Mm-hmm. I also have a studio, so why can't you come to my studio? If that's the case, if you're saying your studio's at your house,
yeah,
I also have a studio.
Mm.
So you come to me now. That's the only way you can, because if you, the minute you get to these people's houses, it's for studio. Some people want to drink
first, yeah.
So when you're drinking, also it's like, you can now start changing your mind about a lot of things,
yeah.
And now you're getting too excited because, oh my God, I'm working with this person that I've always wanted to work with.
Yeah.
Now you're excited and you're intoxicated and you're at his house. How do you get out of that?
Yeah.
And you can't ever say that you said no, or you can't say...
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, people will take it whether you are really there for it or not. Even if you don't want to, like, look at it like that, people will rape you for that. And the thing is, they'll make you feel like you said you wanted.
Yeah, like you
are. And not because, oh, no, but I was drinking, I thought we were friends, and you were going to, like, you know, look after me. No, you were drunk, I touched your thigh, and you let me touch your thigh.
Mm.
So I'm going to sleep with you.
Sure.
People don't see that as forcing me to. Mm. It's just like, no, it was mutual, but it's never mutual.
Sure.
That's why I'd rather take the guy to your studio. Or if you're going to go to someone else's studio, go with your friend. I always go with someone. I always go with a friend or my manager.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go to someone else's studio. If they come to my studio, then it's fine. Because I mean, like, I'm not going to try jump on a guy.
I have a question. With regards to going to a friend, do you choose a male or a female friend?
I go with the male.
That's what I was thinking as well.
Because sometimes also, don't forget, your friend is also not, my friends are not artists.
Yeah.
So for them, being around certain people is like exciting.
Mm.
So my friend would neglect me and not okay, she's not comfortable anymore.
Mm.
But a guy is always just looking at guys, because guys know guys.
Yeah.
And guys will see that, okay, this guy is being weird and he's looking at you like this.
Yeah.
So just watch out. And then he'll also go on with his life, but then he'll always just check up on you. Girls will disappear with the guy that you're in studio with's friend and just go upstairs to the next room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can never just bring a girl.
Mm.
It'll be tricky for you.
Now, right? On that note, I know that you're doing something that's got to do with relationships.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Within your production.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
All right. So we've actually shot it already. It's a short film. It won an award in the UK a few weeks ago, which is amazing.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. It's a storyline about relationships, because you know, so I was doing my master's, and almost every week when I go into the news into South Africa, there's femicide, there's rape, and I really got like shook, like, what's this about? So I investigated a bit more and stuff and decided to make a short about it. So it's like a poetic film with almost like a life story, but it's based on the patriarchal voices, religion, and like just basically our cultures and how all these things actually fuel and contribute to that whole patriarchal kind of, this is a male's role, and you know, you're supposed to submit as a female, and that kind of thing, and how it actually affects the smallest thing, you know, like you're saying, I touched you on your thigh,
that
thin line.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah, so even in our, in our love language, you know, you're mine. It might seem nice at the beginning, honeymoon phase. Oh, he said I was his. It's wonderful.
But then
ownership, that's the controlling
ownership.
You.
Yeah.
So it's a control thing. So the film kind of looks at things like that, looks at the love language, looks at the patriarchy, looks at religion, you know, like, but it's done very, with poetry and stuff, and then the whole narrative plays out, and so, yeah.
I love that. I just want to know, where is it available?
Yeah.
Like, where can we...
All right, so we should be releasing, because I need to send it to festival runs, because apparently it's that good, it needs to go to festival runs.
I mean, yeah.
Right?
Yes. Come on. on with it. Come on.
Yeah, so I'm just at the end of December, I'll see which festivals take it, because some festivals don't want you to screen stuff until it's screened at their festivals. So we're just waiting for those, and then once we know which festivals we're going to, based on whether we can stream it or not, I'm gonna go online. Like
Do you guys have a website?
We do have a website. We have a page, Instagram, and all that stuff. Oh, okay. It's called The Aftertaste, basically.
The Aftertaste. Yeah. Even the name itself. Yes.
It's very sweet or it's a bitter aftertaste. You never know.
I mean, hello.
Yeah. It could be Diana Ross's sweet love hangover, or it could be something else.
I love it.
Now, in terms of production, how long have you been in this field?
So I went to After for a short while, and then I kind of left and pursued other stuff. And then a few years back, I decided I love film. So whenever there was a place where I could go shoot with people, I'd go join them and we'd shoot and stuff. So I decided, you know what, just do it. Just follow the entire career, because no matter what I tried to do, that's all I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the UK and I just did a film degree, and then I went and I did a master's after that, and that's completed. Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it tough going to the UK to go do this, or were you just like, okay, I'm gonna do it because that's my passion?
Yes, Mina, I believe the world is my oyster, Mina. You can't send me anywhere where I have a problem. I land and I
flourish.
You've got no choice, you know. So I thoroughly enjoyed the UK. I even fell in love with the grey skies at some point.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No sunshine. Oh, I could never
catch. Now, you mentioned that you have your business partner in studio. Where did your business venture start?
Jeeba, so there's three of us. Upindi, who... Me and her, three of us know each other from Pretoria back in the days of the Love House and that kind of thing. We met there. We actually shot a film then. Unfortunately, we were robbed, so we lost a lot of the footage. And then we just started talking. She's a fine artist. Upindile is the project manager. And we just thought, you know, she wanted a digital magazine. I wanted a streaming film thing. So we just thought, if we actually put ourselves, if we come together with our dreams and our visions and all that stuff, we'll be able to get instead of functioning by yourself, it's better to work within a group. Yeah, and because we're such good friends as well, and we trust each other and that kind of thing, and we've got the same kind of vision, it just made sense for us to come together. So our business has been registered for, I think, a couple of months. So we've been working, this is official registration, but we've kind of been working on scripts and that kind of thing for pretty much all this year, actually.
It must be a lot of work.
It is.
Yeah.
It's fun, though. It doesn't feel like too much.
Is it?
Yeah.
And tell me, have you guys ever had like a dispute or fight amongst each other?
We always
girls
do.
Only.
And how do you sort it out?
We always
in
do.
Terms of, I mean, from a friendship and a business level, how do you guys make sure that you balance it out?
Do you know, like, the reason for me that I kind of chose the two of them is because we trust each other and we're friends.
Yeah.
But we've always had, within our friendship, we've always been like extremely honest with each other. So if I don't like your hair, I'll be like, yo, Shenka, I don't like your hair. You know? No, we are that honest. And she'll be on some, okay, what can I fix? Or vice versa.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
we know that we are speaking from a place of love.
Sure.
We're not speaking from a malicious space. So whenever, if she criticizes or I criticize, sometimes voices do go up. Like, but then we kind of like calm down.
Yeah,
let's think about it. Let's meet somewhere and see how. And it helps that there's three of us as well, because if me and her disagree, there's a third one who'll be on some guy.
Yeah.
Calm down. Let's find what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? Here's the balance.
Yeah.
So,
All right. Cool. We don't have much time left in the show. Now I want to know. You've shot the project that you're doing right now. Now where to from here?
Where to from here? I am working on two scripts, actually. One is a feature, one is a series.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, besides the festivals for this film, and we are in the process where Pindi is actually doing the looking for all the funds and that kind of thing.
Mm.
So my scripts should be ready in about 2 months. This is pre-development, development, and then rewrite. So we're hoping that we work hard enough to have them ready by June. At least the feature.
Okay.
At this point, yeah.
Awesome. All right, cool. In terms of people that are listening back home and maybe they want to follow you guys, want to know more about what you guys do, are there any social media platforms maybe that you guys can give out?
At the moment, we literally just put out our Aftertaste.
Okay.
And we are kind of trying to sort ourselves out before we put ourselves out there when we're not perfect.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So it literally is, we're at the Aftertaste on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All right.
And it's the Aftertaste film. Yeah.
Awesome. Your side, the music lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Faith K on Instagram, on Twitter, on everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, cool. Before you share your social media, you've released an album, right?
Yeah.
And in terms of your music, what you're doing right now, where to from here?
So at the moment, I'm busy with editing my video with Nadine Akai, which is Nair, for the single, my new single, Nair, which I released, I think, the beginning of November, or if not the end of November. It's coming out second week of next year, 2019.
Ooh, so like
I'm nandy, man. And it's going to be a very sexy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very sexy year next year. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
It's going to be a very sexy year. And after that, I have another single coming out and then another project.
Okay.
Next year for my birthday.
Awesome. Can I ask you something? Do you have a stylist?
No, I style myself.
I mean,
have you guys seen how stylish she is?
She's just coming with it, eh?
But you must go check out her outfits for like
dream.
When she performs, when she posts stuff on social media. You always like, you know.
On that's point. The thing, and I like color. That's my problem.
Sure.
So like, whenever I'm like, oh, that thing would look really dope, and I'll look for it until I find it.
Uh huh.
That's the thing. I gotta find it. If I don't find it, I'm gonna get someone to make it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now, any words of wisdom to the people listening out there? Any motivation? Last words?
Last words. Be safe. Okay, it's December. Don't be stupid. Don't be reckless. Drink properly. Like, drink properly and take care of your friends.
Yeah.
Next year is another year. Gotta be strong and happy at all times. Like, don't let people's energies bring you down. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Make sure your energy stays up the whole year, no matter what's happening. If something's happening, write it down and then burn that paper, and then that's it for that thing.
Move on with
but
it.
Yeah, to the top only.
Yeah, your side?
Live your purpose, man. Always pursue your dreams. Like, don't. That's the biggest. I think if you live your purpose, you'll get to where you're meant to get to.
Yeah,
that's
true. Very true.
Some zen vibe.
Yeah, live your purpose.
Even me, I feel aligned from that one statement.
Yeah. So from my partner in crime, that's been so kind to join me today. Any last words of wisdom that you want to share?
Well, the ladies have done so well in sharing their last words. But for me, it's always just about, like you said, protecting your energies, even from the ones that say they love you.
Yeah, your friends.
It's important, your friends, your family, it's very important to know when your level of no is.
Yeah.
To say, listen, I'm standing for my peace, I'm standing for my purpose and my protection. Yeah. This is it. So just keep aligned with that, keep aligned with your spirits. Look after your friends, like she said. Live your purpose. Do all the right things. Eat your veggies. Don't eat meat. Stop that. It's not good for you. I'm joking.
Wow.
But just protect your peace and look after yourselves this December, guys. We want to see you in 2019 flourishing with the rest of us. That's it.
Yes.
All right, cool. Jeez, I nearly made a mistake right there. But thank you so much to everybody that's came through to the show. I really had a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Even though I'm the only man in the room. But
wasn't that amazing?
Saying this and I'm like, my nigga, you should be having a good
time. Exactly.
Yeah. I am. But I just said that I've had a good time. You know? So, yeah, thank you so much for coming through. It's been a really great pleasure. And Faith K, I actually saw you last week.
I've been looking at him like, this face looks so damn familiar, but I'm not sure.
I saw you at Venom's event.
Yes, where wild things are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Nina.
But yeah, thank you so much, guys, for coming through. I really had a good time. And all the best for all your endeavors. Jeez, English.
No,
it's not your first, man.
You know?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. At least you guys sympathize. But yeah, all the best for your endeavors. And thank you so much for coming through and making time. And yeah, besides the hiccups that happened earlier on.
You don't want to be on the N1 right now.
Thank you so much for having us, though.
All right, cool. It's not a problem. Thank you to everybody back home that's been tuned into the Unplugged and In Charge radio show on cliffcentral.com. Don't forget, guys, you can get the podcast on the website www.cliffcentral.com. My name is Spokuzi. You can follow me on Instagram, on Twitter. It's at Spokuzi. And yeah, you can check out everything that I do. And yeah, I'm a DJ. You can catch me out at Maloko Pretoria this weekend. Yeah, it's a couple of things. Actually, tonight I have two gigs. Actually, guys, I didn't sleep. I just realized. Yeah, I didn't sleep since yesterday. I came from a gig. I went to, because I live in Pretoria, I went to Pretoria and I chilled with friends. I was like, it was like 5 to 5:30. I'm like, guys, if I sleep, I'm not going to wake up. So I try to keep busy. I drank water. I didn't drink at all last night. I do drink, but I made sure.
Anyway.
Actually, let me put you guys on. Yeah, I never drank anything. I didn't sleep. I said, if I sleep, I'm not going to make it to the show. So I stayed up until now.
You're going to be productive, actually. It always helps not to drink.
Yeah.
Moral
yeah.
of the story. Leave all right, cool. that beer. Leave it.
Yeah. All right. Alcohol is a no, brother.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The guys at the back are actually shouting at me. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Unplugged and In Charge radio show on CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.